So let's shift our discussion to metastatic disease. And to get into that, let's hear about your 70-year-old man.
So this was a 70-year-old gentleman who presented with some abdominal and back pain, some weight loss and fatigue. And ultimately, he had a workup that showed a primary pancreatic mass, but also multiple hepatic metastases. And so he had a biopsy of one of the liver lesions that confirmed adenocarcinoma. And he's one who we discuss. And I should mention when we talk about these different chemotherapy regimens that at our institution, we have clinical trials ongoing. And certainly for a newly diagnosed patient with metastatic pancreatic cancer, we have one or more trials that we'll propose to patients if they are interested. And that always should be the first option for patients if they're interested and eligible. I forget the reasons why he ultimately declined clinical trial participation, but he ended up receiving standard chemotherapy with gemcitabine plus nab-paclitaxel. And I typically will give that at full doses on a standard 3-week on, 1-week off dose schedule. Over time, it's not uncommon for patients to develop cumulative cytopenias or peripheral sensory neuropathy, and those might require dose adjustments along the way. First, we'll start with a reduction in nab-paclitaxel, sometimes of the gemcitabine, and then it is not uncommon to move to alternate dosing schedules, such as 2 weeks on, 1 week off, or even an every other week dose schedule when patients reach a point where they just need to recover between each dose of treatment. So this gentleman did well initially, had a favorable response. He did have some cumulative toxicity that did require dose modifications along the way. And ultimately, it was after 6 cycles. I think we had stopped the nab-paclitaxel by then, and he was just getting gemcitabine alone. After 6 cycles, he was now showing some evidence that his disease was acquiring some resistance to that treatment. So we had to stop at that point and discuss where to go to next.